श्री नमः हरि ओम
नमः
पाणिनि कात्यायन पतंजलिभ्य शब्द विद्या संप्रदाय कर्तृभ्य
परम ऋषिभ्यो नमो महद्भ्यो नमो गुरुभ्यः वा दैट इज द अव्यय वा व्हिच मींस आर सो इन भैमी इट इज पेज नंबर 536 It means vikalpa in Sanskrit, or is called vikalpa, the alternative. So, yavairva vrihivirva yajeta, that is a very famous vakya from Yajurveda, Samhita. So, you have to do yajnam, yaga, yajeta means offer the oblations, purodasha. It could be with yava, yava is paddy, vrihi is barley. Yava is barley. Vrihi is rice. So yavairva yajeta, vrihi virva yajeta. So shatarudriyan, similar thing is there elsewhere. Shatarudriyan juhoti jertila yavagvava juhuyat gavidhuka yavagvava juhuyat. Similar thing. Yavaguhu. Yavaguhu like vadhu. Yavaguhu means it must be some cooked rice kind of thing. A pasty kind of thing it must be. It is made of jertila. Jertila is a particular cereal or grain. Therefore it is called jertila yavaguhu. And gavidhuka yavaguhu. Another kind of a cereal. Now, jertila yavagva va juhoti. Yavagva is trutiya ekavachanam, vadva. So, jertila yavagva va juhoti. Gavidhuka yavagva va juhoti. So, again, there also, va is used. This or that. You see, this va, rice, or food, rice or chapati, that kind of a thing. One more, same meaning, one more usage. Shveshura Groha Nivasa Svargatulyo Naranam. Very interesting shloka. Yadi Bhavati Viveki Panchava Shaddinani. Living in the in-laws home is equivalent to living in heaven for people. Shveshura Groha Nivasaha Svarga Tulyaha Narana. Yadi Viveki, if you have Viveka, Panchava Shat, 5 or 6 Dinani days. So that is how it works. So Shveshura Groha, one can go and stay. He said Panchava Shat Dinani. If I have to say, I will say ekam va dve va. I won't say panchava shad va. Ekam va dve va. I'm not sure about dve va trini va. Not sure. Certainly not trini va chatvari va. Because shveshura gruha nivasaha, they don't care for you. They want only their daughter's welfare. And if you merge with them, just merge into the family and do a few things like all other members of the family, then maybe you can stay for some time. Very difficult. Then va could also be and. Sometimes in a context it could be and. Samuchaya. Samuchaya is always and. Astite mata smarasiva tatam uttararamacharita. So, Rama asks Lava or Kusha, the boy. Astite mata smarasiva tatam. It is not or. Two sentences. Is your mother around? Do you know who is your father? Now, what will be the way of questioning? Is your mother around? And do you know who is your father? That is the question. Not this way. Is your mother around? Or, do you know who is your father? That is not the way. So there va is samuchaya. That way it is used. Now I don't remember, there are some more uses where va is used in the sense of samuchaya. Then va is eva, sadrusha, similar to jatam manye tuhina mathitam padminim vanya rupam. So this yaksha, this is from Meghasandesha. This yaksha is describing his beloved to the megha, the cloud. The cloud has to go to the place, and there he gives the address also. And so he has to go to that particular street where some buildings etc. are there, and then he describes his own building. And so recognize that, and then he describes his beloved. So the cloud has to discover his beloved, find out her, and then give the message. All that he imagines. It's not that the cloud is going to do. And so he addresses the cloud. By the time he's addressing the cloud is over, the book is over. That is the book, Meghasandesha. It is called Khanda Kavya. It is not a complete Kavya. You start with all kinds of characters and it has an ending and all. It's not like that. Khanda Kavya. So he sees the cloud and then imagines him to be a messenger and gives a message. The Kavya is over. And he is telling her, she is like this, like that, he describes. Now he says, Jatam manye tuhina mathitam padminim va anya rupam. He describes her. She is like this, like that, he describes her. And then he says, now anya rupam jatam manye. Now I am not sure whether she is the way I described even now. Maybe she is not the same lady as she was when I saw her last. Because she is separated from her beloved too. And so out of the suffering, she must have become very thin and all that. Very unhappy and so very difficult to recognize. And so he gives an example. So, tuhina mathitam padminim va. Va is iva. Padmini is, take a lotus, full blossomed lotus. Now there is a snowstorm. Snow has fallen. Now what will happen to the lotus? All petals will be broken. And you have to, with difficulty, you have to recognize that it is a blossomed lotus. With difficulty you have to recognize. Similarly, probably my beloved also must have been suffering from this separation, and therefore the description that I gave may not apply to her. Now she may be in a different form. That is, there the example is the lotus which is destroyed, mathita, means which is made to pieces by snow. And this example cannot be given by South Indian guy. Because it can be given only from the person, by the person who lives in Himalayas. This yaksha came from Himalayas, therefore he knows it. Therefore he gave that example. Hrushto garjati chati darpita balo duryodhano vashikhi. This is Mruchakatika. Oh, very beautiful drama. Mruchakatika by Shudraka Maharaja. So, this must be Shakara saying. He says, Duryodhanaha atidarpita bali balaha. Duryodhana is very arrogant and very powerful. And Hrishtaha, he is very happy. Garjati, he is thundering. Garjati. Okay? Hrishto garjati chati darpita balo duryodhano. Then example, the illustration, simile. Shikhi va. Those who know Mruchakatika can understand it. There is a character called Shakaraha, and he is the villain. He talks every sentence irregular. and a very wrong way. For example, he says, I will drag, he says to Vasavadatta, is it Vasavadatta? No, Vasantasena. He says to Vasantasena, he is the villain. He wanted Vasantasena to love him. She refuses because she loves Charudatta. And so he says, I will take away your clothing, your sari I will pull out, like Vibhishana did to the Draupadi. He says like that. If he says Dushyasana to Draupadi, he is not Shakara. He says Vibhishana, like Vibhishana did to Draupadi, I will do to you. That is Shakara. All wrong connections. Any sentence he speaks, it will be wrong. And he is a fool. And at the same time, he is a very villainous person. Very dangerous guy. And very foolish.
He's the brother of the queen, or something?
He's the brother of the queen. And so, he is a very dangerous person also. Chikatikam is a marvelous drama. And you see, if there are some dramas like Mrichikatikam, Avijnana Shakuntalam for Shrungara Rasa, and then Malavikagnimitram and Vikramorvashiyam by Kalidasa, then Shakespeare's Midsummer Night's Dream for Shrungara Rasa, and then King Lear for Karuna Rasa, Uttara Ramacharitam for Karuna Rasa. These are all world famous dramas. Here, the Shakara, you know what he is saying? Duryodhana is very arrogant, very powerful, and he is very happy. So he thunders like a peacock. That is wrong, you know. Peacock doesn't thunder. Shikhi-va. He has to say, like a mass of rain-bearing clouds. If he says that, he is not Shakara. He becomes Charudatta. So Shikhi, wow, that is the Mrichikatika. Okay. Then Vakyalankare. Va iti Vakyalankare. It has no meaning, but it is put in the sentence to make the sentence sound very beautiful. It is called Vakyalankara. Parivartini samsare mrutah kova najayate. This is from Panchatantra. Mrutaha kaha. The one who is dead. Kaha najayate. Who is not going to take birth again? Means, whosoever is dead will certainly take birth again. And this samsara is ever changing. In this ever changing samsara, the person who is dead, who will not take birth? Means everybody will take birth. The sentence is complete when you say, Parivartini samsare mrutah ko najayate. That is enough. But by putting va there, it adds a beauty to the sentence. Bolo, like they say bolo, is samsar mein, marne ke baad, kaun punaha ab janma nahi lega. Bolo. That bolo, it's not that you have to tell some answer to that. That is not the point. It is alankara. It adds a punch to the sentence and makes the sentence look very beautiful. That is va. The va is not alternative, not samuchaya, not iva. It has no meaning. Just alankara. Got it? Ha. It is an avyaya. Generally, it comes in Veda. Whenever you have to say, once upon a time, that is how all stories begin. If you tell a story to a child, how do you start? Once upon a time, there was a king. Like that, you have to start. There was a king also. In Telugu, anaganaga, oka raju undenu. So, this is how it begins. Once upon a time, there was a king. That is the sense of that avyaya, ha. Ha. Tasyaha nachiketa nama putra asa. Ushanu havai vajashravasa sarva vedasam dadau tasyaha nachiketa nama putra asa. This is the beginning of Kathopanishad. So vajashravasaha, that person So, Sarva Vedasam Dadau. At once upon a time, he has done a yajna which is called Sarvasva Dakshina, Vishwajit Yaga, in which everything is given as Dakshina. That kind of a yajna he has done once upon a time. And he has a son, Tasyaha Ha, once upon a time. Nachiketa Nama Putra Asa. The name of the son is Nachiketas. This is how Ha, twice it is used there in that mantra. So wherever you go in Veda, the story begins with a Ha somewhere in the sentence. Tasyaha Shatanjaya Babhuvuhu. This is from Shatapatha Brahmana. So Shatapatha Brahmana is the Brahmana of the Shukla Yajurveda. Madhyandena Shakha. Shatapatha Brahmana. It is called Shatapatha because it has 100 chapters. And Brahadaranyakam is the Upanishad of Shatapatha Brahmana. So in that Brahmana, oh, this is not Shatapatha, it is Aitareya. I was saying Shatapatha. Aitareya Brahmana is of Rigveda. There is a lady called Itara. Her name is Itara. She happens to be a dasi, a servant maid. And her son is Aitareya. Itarayaha Apatyam. He is a great rishi. And he is the rishi of that Rigveda, that part of the Rigveda. And Aitareya Samhita, Aitareya Brahmanam, Aitareya Upanishad, that what we have. And in that Aitareya Brahmanam, this is the story. To him, once upon a time, there was a person, to him there were 100 wives, Shatanjaya Babhuvu. 100 wives means some story. You see, it could be also, it could be real also. In Hyderabad, when Nizam was ruling, he had 600 wives. Nizam. Hyderabad was ruled by Nizam till 1948. Hyderabad did not become independent in 47. It was ruled by Nizam. When Sardar Patel has done the police action, then it merged into India. Till then it was ruled by Nizam. This Nizam had 600 wives. Therefore, all lands in Hyderabad, they belong to his wives only. All these ladies got some lands from him. He marries her and gives her some land and forgets them. And he doesn't, if he meets her somewhere, he doesn't know that she is his wife. She has to tell him, I am your wife. Oh, which wife? Because 600 wives, how anybody can remember? So why these ladies marry him? Because they get some wealth. He gives her some at the time of marriage only. That is all. Again, after a week he forgets because there are so many of them. And all these women, they lived in a place. It is called King Koti. In Hyderabad it is there now, even now. And so he allots a bedroom, a single bedroom or double bedroom flat or whatever in King Koti. So she can go into King Koti. She gains entry into King Koti. King Koti is a palace, big walled palace. And then inside there is a kitchen and some bhogas, etc. are there. And then he gives some gold at the time of marrying her. And he may give even a piece of land also later. That's why they go and marry him. Otherwise, who will marry him? So, and having married, they get all these benefits. And so this is how, some silly thing, I don't know why I remembered it. So sometimes knowing too many things is also a disadvantage. Dvayaha prajapatya devascha surascha. This is Brahadaranyakopanishad. You know, it is the Brahmavidya Brahmana. Brahadaranyakopanishad prathamadhyaya chaturtha brahmana. This is how it begins. Ha, once upon a time, Prajapatyaha dvayaha. Prajapatyaha, the offspring of Prajapati, the creator. Dvayaha, two groups. His children are made into two groups. Who are they? Devascha, Asurascha. Devatas and Rakshasas. Same story. Wherever you go, there are devatas and rakshasas. Wherever you go, whether it is Chandogya Upanishad or Brahadaranyaka Upanishad, or you go to Purana, any Purana. Suppose Ramavatara, how it begins? There were devatas and rakshasas. The rakshasas were ruled by Ravana. Okay, that is Ramavatara. Then Varahavatara, how does it begin? There were devatas and rakshasas. The rakshasas were ruled by Hiranyaksha. Narasimhavatara, how does it begin? There were devatas and rakshasas. The rakshasas were ruled by Hiranyakashipu. Taraka, this Kumaraswami story, Shiva Puranam, there were devatas and rakshasas. The devatas were suffering because of the Tarakasura, who is the leader of the rakshasas. Come to Devi Puranam, there were devatas and rakshasas. And these rakshasas were subjected to, they were ruled by Mahishasura. And they were creating all kinds of trouble to devatas. Therefore, Devi has come. And she killed Mahisha and became Mahishasura Mardini. All these stories have only one meaning. You are the devata, you are the rakshasa. There are no devatas, rakshasas elsewhere. We are all. And if we entertain good thoughts and good deeds we do, we are devatas. Entertain evil thoughts and do evil deeds, we are the rakshasas. How do I come? That is the story. Anywhere you go, it goes like that only.
उषस्तिर चाक्रायण इभ्यग्राने इभ्यग्रामे प्रद्रानक उवासा
दिस इज कमिंग नाउ इन छांदोग्य प्रथम अध्याय इट इज कमिंग सो देर वॉज ए विलेज कॉल्ड इभ्यग्रामा इट इज द विलेज वेयर A rich man owning many elephants was living. Ibhyaha. Ibha is elephant. Ibhyaha. Ibhan arhati. He owns many elephants. And so he lives in that village. Therefore that village has become popular as elephant owner's village. Ibhyagrama. And in that Ibhyagrama, once upon a time, there lived a gentleman called Ushasti. Ushastihi. చక్రాయణః చక్రస్య అపత్యం సన్ ఆఫ్ మిస్టర్ చక్ర హి లివ్డ్ దేర్ ఇభ్యగ్రామే అండ్ హౌ హి లివ్డ్ ప్రద్రానకః వెరీ పూర్ రిచెడ్ వెరీ పూర్ గాయ్ వెరీ పూర్ నాట్ ఈవెన్ ఫుడ్ హీ హ్యాడ్ హి లివ్డ్ లైక్ దట్ దెర్ ఈస్ అ స్టోరీ ఇన్ ఛాందోగ్యోపనిషత్ ప్రథమాధ్యాయ యు ఫైండ్ దిస్ స్టోరీ పార్ట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ Ushasti Kanda, that is the name given to it. Because it begins with Ushasti and it is the story of a great rishi called Ushasti. In that story, you can see how it begins. Ushasti Raha, Ha, Ha, once upon a time. Ushasti Hi.
Itiha Asa.
That is same. Then one more meaning for ha, padapurti, to fill the chandas of a verse. Itihasmahuracharyaha iti ahuhu, that is enough. Sma makes it past tense. Ahuhu is present tense. And the sma makes it past tense. Ahuhu looks like past tense, but it is not past tense. It is present tense. We used to by heart this dhatu.
Bruvo adi
panchayam. First five. Bruim yaktayam vachi braviti brutaha bruvanti aha ahatuhu ahuhu bravishi brutaha brutha atha ahatuhu brutha Ravimi Bruvaha Brumaha, that is the dhatu. That is how we bayharted it long back. First to five you get aha. It is a lut only. Ahuhu. Sma makes it past tense. Acharyaha ahuhu sma. Acharyas said like this. Ha. Their ha, it is not about a story or any such thing.
once upon a time. Just padapurti itihasmahuracharya. Without ha, one letter is less. Itismahuracharya, only 7. We want 8. Put ha there. Then aha. Aha, so it means violating a rule. Violating the rule. When violating the rule, aha is used. Okay? Swayamaha odanam bhunte acharyam saktun payayati. He eats food, nice food. Cooked rice he eats. But to the acharya, he gives a saktu. Saktu means that satta. Saktu is in Hindi.
Is it
Gratajan?
Powder.
Saktu is powder. Wo paani mein mila ke deta hai acharya. Swami ji, milao. He eats rice with cook and all that. This is aha, ayo. Aha. That is the meaning. Do you understand this? Allah. In Telugu, Allah. He eats rice and gives saktu to the teacher. Allah. That is aha in Sanskrit. Okay?
Is it like acharyakaram alanti
meaning? Acharyakaram gaadu. Ghorati ghoram.
What a shame.
What a shame. Violation of the rule. Upadhyayam padatingam swayamaha rathena yati upadhyayam padatingamayati. Allah, he went by ratha and he made the upadhyaya come walking. In ratha there is one seat. So he entered and he went to upadhyaya. He asked upadhyaya. Upadhyaya is a teacher to come behind walking. Allah. They say this also, you know this? Wrong, you don't do it.
Here that means be quiet.
In that sense also. Quiet is this. Mouth, quiet.
Yeah.
Nose, wrong, don't do it. Then aha is also puja. Puja means respect. Puja doesn't mean doing puja. Respect. Aha manavako bhunte. Very nice. Manavaka is eating food. Very nice. Puja. Very nice. Okay? Then vinyoga. Vinyoga, not vinyoga, niyoga. But V is unnecessary. Giving a command. Tvamaha gramangacha ayamaha aranyangachatu. This man may go to the village. This man may go to the forest. Like that, he is giving a command. Everywhere he uses the word aha. Shankara used ahaha. You add one more ha, it becomes ahaha. Same meaning. So he says, ahaha, like that in Maya Panchakam it came. Ahaha. There ahaha is ayyayo. That is the meaning. Ahaha. So, advitiye, he creates all divisions, ayyayo, like that. Ahaha. In Maya Panchakam it is there.
Is that same in Gita, whole last half of prejudices at the end of the first adhyaya?
Aha is there?
Aho mahatpapam.
What is aho?
Aho means
aha.
Aha is different. Aha is different. Aho is different. All the three. But in a sense, they are all having similar meaning. Sometimes aho could be puja also. Aho. Then aho ashcharyam. Aho is ashcharyam. Aho, like that.
In Gita, what is the verse?
Aho bata.
Bata is also a surprise. Like, it will come, all those things will come here. Then eva is avadharana. Avadharana means ascertaining.
Second from last.
Aho bata mahat papam, that is aho. Bata, all are obvious. We will get them. Hopefully. Eva means certainly. This is from Mundaka Upanishad. Satyameva jayate nanarutam. See, people are worried that the truth will be defeated and the wrong thing will come up. That is how they are worried. You need not worry. Only thing is, you have to have patience. Satyameva jayate nanarutam. Truth alone will triumph, never the falsehood. That is what Mundaka Upanishad says. But suppose the truth seems to take a back seat to begin with, we get hurried. And so we want to do something about it. And then cry from the rooftop, ayayayo, truth is going down, adharma is going down, adharma is coming up, like that. You get anguished. That is not necessary. Shruti says, Satyameva jayate nanarutam. You see the example of Rama versus Ravana. Who won? Rama won. But he has to wait. A lot of effort will be there. He has to wait. In the beginning, the truth seems to be facing difficulties, also taking a back seat, etc. But ultimately, truth will win. We should learn that point. That's why I am saying, Satyameva jayate. Sarvam vakyam savadharanam. It is avadharana, you know. There is a rule. Whenever avadharana comes, entire sentence will get that avadharana. Satyameva jayate. Satyam jayate eva. Truth alone triumphs. Satyameva jayate. Satyam jayate eva. Truth certainly triumphs. Eva goes to jayate. Kurvan eveha karmani jijivishe chatakum samaha. There eva. Kurvan eva jijivishet. Karmanyeva kurvan jijivishet. Karmani kurvan jijivishedeva. Sarvam vakyam savadharana. Chatam samaha doesn't get. So, wherever it can apply, it goes and applies to that vakya. Sarvam vakyam savadharanam. That is the rule. That is eva.
Is jayate arshaprayoga?
Arshaprayoga.
Jijaye
jayati should be. In Mundaka, only Atmanepada you will find. You don't find Parasmaipada. Everything. Kamanyah kamayate manyamanah. Jayate tatra tatra kamayate jayate jayate. In Mundaka it is like that. Every mantra rukmam yav pashyate rukma varnam pashyate, not pashyati, like that. Mundaka is like that. Mundaka is Atharvana Veda. Only Atmanepadam is there in it. Then karmanai, this is also eva karmanai vihi samsiddhimasthita janakadayaha. This is again sarvam vakyam savadharma. Janakadayaha karmanai va samsiddhimasthita janakadayah karmana samsiddhimeva asthita janakadayah karmana samsiddhim asthita eva. You should not put to janakadayaha. You should not say janakadayah eva. Except that everywhere eva goes. Bhavitavyam bhavatyeva narikela phalambhuvatu. You see, some subhashita. Narikela phala is there. And inside water, how it came? Narikela phala ambhuvatu. There is water inside. Kaisa aya? There is no way for the water to go inside, but still it went inside. Therefore, jo hona hai, so jarur hoga. Bhavitavyo bhavatyeva. Whatever has to happen will certainly happen. Coconut. Arthoshmana virahita purushasya eva. Yeah. Something, he is the same person. Purushaha saeva, he is the same person. He is indeed the same person, eva. But he is free from the heat of wealth, artha ushma. Wealth, that must be the context, I don't know that. Wealth makes the person hot. Some hype. He is very, very wealthy, and therefore there is a hype in his attitude. Now all the wealth is gone. Now he became quite normal. Without that hype of the wealth, he is the same person. He is indeed the same person. That must be the vakya. Purushaha sa eva. Then, second meaning. Just the same. That is the meaning. Just the same. Okay? Jyomhi means just the same. No change. Upasthite yam kalyani. Namni kirtite evayat. See, Dilipa went to Vasishtha Maharaja and asked for some advice. Vasishtha told, there is a cow called Surabhi with me. You serve this cow for some time. Your desire will be fulfilled. He was saying that. In the meanwhile, the cow came there. So he says, Yam Kalyani Upasthita Namni Kirtita Eva Yat. Even while the name is being taken, this auspicious cow has already presented itself before us like that. So, Jyomhi means not the same. No, the same. That is the meaning I said. No. So, Jet, even while, even. Jyomhi, even. E-V-E-N, even. Namni kirtite eva, even as you are speaking the name, the Kalyani came. So, aisa bolte he, that is the meaning of that eva. Okay, eva is sometimes used as eva. Ivarthe eva karaha. Sometimes eva is used as eva. Eva is used in the meaning of eva. Eva is also used in the meaning of eva. We come across such usages in Veda. Shri stavaiva mestu. You see, there it is eva. Otherwise the meaning will go wrong. Tava shrihi eva me astu. Your wealth alone I should get. Means you should become a pauper and I should get the wealth. That is not the meaning. Tava shrihi eva means tava shrihi eva me astu. Me, to me, wealth may come like your wealth. As much as your wealth. You have wealth. Similarly, I should also get wealth. There eva means eva. Then evam. Evam.
Swami, say something about this padadav.
Padadav nacha vaktavyash chadayav prayasho budhaihi. See, in a verse, if you need a syllable to fill padapuranam, you can put cha, tu, vai, ha, those things, but not at the beginning of the pada. So you should not say some cha is there. It can come somewhere in the middle. Shuru shuru cha se shuru nahi karna chahiye. You cannot do like a sentence like that.
Chavai
chavai. Like that you should not start. It should be somewhere in between. Then evam means does, you know. Thus, or if you want to make it an adverb, doesly. Does is adjective. Adverb. Does is adverb only. Doesly, L-Y. That becomes a pakka adverb. So that is the meaning of evam. Evam uktvarjuna sankhye rathopastha upavishat visrujyasa sharam chapam shokasamvignamanasaha. Evam uktva, having spoken thus, Arjuna rathopasthe upavishat. He sat in the chariot where these two yokes meet. So in some place he sat, whatever. So banam, etc., he left. There, evam uktva, that is the usage. Tasmad evam viditvainam nanushochitumarhasi. That is, entire verse. Avyaktoyam achintyoyam avikaryoyam uchyate. Tasmad evam viditvainam nanushochitumarhasi. This atma is avyakta, it is unmanifest. Manifest is manas. Unmanifest, undifferentiated avyakta. That is the atma, the undifferentiated awareness. If you make it differentiated, then it becomes manas, undivided. So achintyoyam, so you cannot make it an object of your thought, achintyoyam. You cannot conceptualize it. Suppose you make a conception of atma, that is not atma. Because you cannot make atma as an object of conception. Okay, that means the idea is you have to cross the boundaries of conception. You should not remain within the limits of conceptualization. Go on conceptualizing. Like that you should not. Atma you don't reach. So that is achintyoyam avikaryaha. It doesn't undergo any modifications. Karmana vardhate no kaniya. Doesn't undergo any modifications. So, bhoga cannot make it more or less. Karma cannot make it more or less. It doesn't undergo any transformation. Understand your swarupa in this way. Tasmat evam viditva enam atmanam. Your swarupa in this way, you understand. You are not the changeful mind and body. You are the changeless atma. And so, know it. And nanu shojitu marahasi. Stop crying about this and that. That is the Gita.
Yavadartha padam vacham evamadaya madhavaha virarama mahiyamsa prapritya-mitabhashinaha.
This is Magha Mahakavyam. Shishupalavadha by Magha Mahakavi. Very beautiful verse. So, Madhavaha is Sri Krishna. Yavadarthapadam vacham evam adaya. He said what he has to say. And whatever little he said is full of meaning. And he said his piece, very brief way. And then, virarama, he kept quiet. Mahiyamsaha prakrutya mitabhashinaha. Great people, by nature, speak very little. They don't go on speaking. They just speak a little. Too much speaking is wrong. All the day to speaking, it is very wrong. Anyway, so mahiyamsav prakrutya mitabhashinaha. This is the arthantaranyasalankara. Anyway, you may not be knowing that. So alankara it is, arthalankara, it's okay. So there, evam vacham adaya, having spoken thus, that is the evam. దెన్ నెక్స్ట్ నూనం ఈజ్ ఇండీడ్ ఇండీడ్ నిశ్చయ ఇండీడ్ సో ఫస్ట్ మీనింగ్ ఈజ్ నిశ్చయ ఇట్ కమ్స్ క్వైట్ ఆఫెన్ నూనం నూనం హితే కవివరాహ విపరీత బోధాహ ఏ నిత్యమాహురబలా ఇతి కామినీస్తాహ యావిర్విలోల తరతారక దృష్టిపాతైహి శక్రాదయోపి విజితాస్త్వబలాహ కథం తాహ దిస్ ఈజ్ ఫ్రమ్ శృంగార నైషధం ఇట్ లుక్స్ లైక్ దాట్ హీ సేస్ దోస్ గ్రేట్ పోయట్స్ who described the woman as abala, they are indeed wrong. Iti kamini staha nonam hite viparita bodha. Their understanding is ulta. Ulta. A lady is there, a young lady is there. You look at her. Look at the person, purusha, male. She is a build if you see, she is not as big as the male. She is in build, she is less. And then in physical strength also, she is not comparable to this guy. Right? And therefore, she is abala. This is how all the poets said. Ulta, viparita bodha. They don't have any understanding. You know why? So, yabhihi విలోల తరతారక దృష్టిపాతై శక్రాదయోపి విజితాః వెన్ దే లుక్ విత్ ఎ సైడ్ గ్లాన్స్ ఈవెన్ ఇంద్రా ఈజ్ డిఫీటెడ్ వాట్ టు స్పీక్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ అదర్ గైస్ అబలాహ కథం స్యుః కథం తాహ హౌ కెన్ యూ సే దే ఆర్ అబలాస్ సో దేర్ నూనం ఈస్ దేర్ నూనం విపరీత బోధాః these great poets who describe the young lady as an abala, they are indeed nischayam nonam ulta understanding, their understanding is all wrong. Nischayam, that is the verse from Shungara Nishadam. So very very interesting verse. The context is like that. You see, man and woman, who is more powerful? If you think man is more powerful, you are wrong there. Woman is more powerful. Outwardly, man seems to be more powerful. He carries the bag and all that. The suitcase he carries. Therefore, he is supposed to be more powerful. But he is not more powerful. Manobalam. Mind is very powerful. And the stamina to face a difficulty, physical as well as emotional. A woman can face the difficulty more strongly than a man. Man starts crying straight away. So, there are points. Abala means physical strength thoda kam hai. That is the meaning only. But the all other strength, manobala, atmabala, they are very powerful. Like that. Kshudropi, kshudrepini nunam sharanam prapanne mamatva mujjai shirasam sativa kumarasambhava. You see, this person who has taken refuge, sharana, sharanagati, is a very useless guy, kshudra, alpa. But mahatmas, they will say, mama, he is my person. And they protect him. Though he is very bad guy, very low guy, low thinking and all that, such a person. But he has taken refuge. Sir, I take refuge at your feet. Sharanagatoham. Okay. Chalo. Aav. I will protect you. This is how Mahatmas do. There, Noonam Mamatvam Ucheishirasam. So, those who Ucheishiraha means who has a high head, means very strong and powerful, and who has a big thinking, such a person, he will say, Mama, okay, come, I will give protection to you. Indeed, Noonam, indeed. This is from Kumara Sambhava. I don't remember what is the context. Noonanna drishtah kavinapitena daridriyadosho gunarashi nashi. Yeah. You see, here is a person
who has all the good qualities, but there is one bad quality in him. That is daridriya, poverty. That is the only blemish he has. But that blemish is enough to erase certainly all the good qualities. That is how the world works. You know? A good man, but very poor. So he is asked to wait outside. And a bad guy, very crooked guy, very wealthy, he is taken inside with a lot of fanfare. Paisa chalta rehta hai. Wo duniya aisa hota hai. So there, nonam, indeed. This point the poet missed. Kavinapi nonam nadrushtaha. This truth, even the poet missed this truth. Indeed, the poet also missed this truth. Who is that poet, etc.? It depends upon the context. That is the, what is said there. This is from Subhashita Sudhakara. Tannonam sa vanari bhavishyati yatastasya anuragatas sakalamapidinam tatra gamayasi. This is the Panchatantra prose it is. I don't get what is the meaning. Sa vanari nonam bhavishyati sakalamapidinam yatra gamayasi. Leave it. I don't get the meaning of it. Meaning means, meaning is very clear. The context I am unable to get. Then, second meaning. Nonam means, one meaning is nishchaya. Now, second meaning is, just to make a guesswork. Guess. Nonam, guess. It is the opposite of nishchaya. Nishchaya means there is no guess. Certainly I know. Guesswork also, they say, they use nonam. Very interesting. Purvam maya nonam abhipsitani papani karmanyasakratkratani tatrayamadhyapatito vipako dukkhena dukkham yadaham vishami. This is the Rama says in Aranyakanda. Very interesting. Rama is crying because Sita is kidnapped. So I guess, nonam, I guess, in my earlier life, this life, earlier period, or earlier life, I must have committed many, many papas. I guess. How he knows? He doesn't know in the earlier life. As far as he knows, no papas he can see. But nonam, I guess. Probably. Because what is going is, now this calamity has come to me. This apada has come to me. Already I am in trouble. Kaikeyi has thrown me away from the capital city into the forest. And I am struggling with one difficulty. And in that difficulty, one more difficulty, that Sita is kidnapped. Dukkhena dukkham pravishami. Through one dukkha, I am entering into another dukkha. Nonam, probably, I must have committed some papa in my earlier life. This is what Rama says. There, nonam is guess. Then next, Shashvat. Shashvat comes quite often, again and again. Punah punaha. That is the meaning of Shashvat. You know the word Shashvata. It came from here only. Shashvata means continuously. Again and again means no break, can't continuously. That is Shashvata. But it came from Shashvata. Punah punaha. Jivan punah Shashvat upaplavebhyav prajav prajanathapiteva pasi. This is from Raghuvamsha. From the style itself you can say, hey Maharaja, prajaha upaplavebhyaha shashvat pasi. You are protecting the people from all calamities again and again. Piteva, like father. Some context it is. Kshipram bhavati dharmatma shashvachantin nigachati. See, suppose somebody has committed a crime. A papa he has done. Now he attends and comes and attends Gita class. or some Vedanta class, or some doing some good work. You should not say, oh, he is a bad guy, throw him away. You should not say that. Because now he is coming into the right path. Soon, he will grow into this right path. And kshipram bhavate dharmatma. Soon he will become a dharmatma. Not only that, shashvat shanti means shashvat shanti. Again and again shanti means shashvat shanti, means moksham. Nigacchati. Indeed he will gain it. Therefore don't condemn anybody. Like that Sri Krishna says in Gita. About papi and all that. In 9th adhyaya somewhere it comes. That's why in our life also, if we come across some good person, some person doing a good thing, we should not say, oh, he is bad, like we should not say that. We should say, maybe he is a good person. You see, there was Kumbh Mela, and Sonia Gandhi went to take bath, Kumbha bath, sacred bath in Prayaga. Then some of the people started, oh, she is making, she is pretending. She is a bad lady. She is a Christian. And she doesn't want, she is just trying to get votes of Hindus. Like that they said. I said, they asked me, satsanga question. I told her, how do you know? Suppose she is trying to get votes of Hindus. Okay, she is trying to do the same thing which every other politician is doing. Any other poll, even Advani ji also, he will try to get votes from Hindus only. What else they will do in India? Majority, whosoever gives vote, they try to get vote. And so she is also doing that. She is not doing anything unusual. In Indian political scene, such a corrupt political scene it is, if she is taking bath for votes' sake, they give iftar parties for votes' sake, what way it is bad? In which way it was worse? Same bad thing she is doing. But suppose, you see, she married Rajiv Gandhi, and then Rajiv Gandhi died. When Rajiv Gandhi died, she was still young, 35-40 years. She could have gone to Italy and married a white man, a Caucasian she could have married easily. So many people will marry her, and get all the wealth of Rajiv Gandhi also in the same go. What happened to Kennedy's wife? When Kennedy died, she is called Jacqueline. What she did? She went and married a Greek shipping magnate, a rich guy. She found a rich guy and went and married a rich guy. She did not do that. She remained a widow. So after the husband dies, the lady remains a widow. This is Indian culture. That is Indian culture. If there is one thing in a woman, if you can see, that is the Indian culture. And she remained the widow of Rajiv Gandhi. And she puts bottu, she wears a sari. She doesn't, we are all wearing Western dress, whereas she wears Indian dress all the time. And she wears a mala. And she goes to Kumbha and takes bath. How do you know she is doing all these bad things, all this with a bad intention? How do you know? So I said, don't ever do that. Look at Gita. Sri Krishna says, this person has come to a right path. He will become Dharmatma. And he will gain Shanti. Moksha. Who knows? Then somebody says, so you are a Congress party Swami. I am not a Congress party Swami. I am not a party Swami. I am a Swami, that's all. Neither Congress party nor BJP. Just a Swami, that's all. Neither Republican nor Democrat. That is not the point. Therefore, so in my usual way I have digressed. The point is here, Shashvat Shantim Negachati. There who will get this moksha? Even a papi will get moksha. That is what Sri Krishna is saying. Shashvat bhavam shashvatam vairam tatra bhavaha ityan. That is how shashvatam came. Shashvat an prachaya. Shashvat a tadhite shvacha madehe iti vruddhihi. Shashvata. That is how shashvata came. An prachaya.
Anyway, some more Vyakarana is there, don't bother. Nitya is the meaning we have seen. So one more meaning, close to Nitya, that is Punav Punaha. Bar bar. Upada vivishushyashvat notse kah kosaleshvaram Rahumsha. Upada vivishushyashvat notse kah kosaleshvaram. So the king of Kosala, the king Raghu Maharaja, he gained lots of wealth again and again. Punah punaha upadaha vibhishuhu. They came to him. Wealth came to him. But now utsekaha. But arrogance did not come to him. Wealth came to him. Utseka did not come to him. Again and again. Punah punaha. Some more wealth came, but no arrogance. Some more wealth came, no arrogance. Some more wealth came, no arrogance. Like that. Okay? That is Raghu Maharaja.
Shashvat bhunjate. Okay. Shashvate munayastatra tamasevanta yoginam.
So that yogi was there. These munis served him again and again. Something, some context. The meaning is shashvat, meaning punah punaha. Then yogapat. See, these avyayas you should pay attention. They are very important avyayas. They are used again and again. Yogapat means in one go. Many things happening in one go. That is called yogapat. You see, in Taittiriya, so oshnute sarvan kaman saha saha yogapat bhashyakar. If a person, all desires are fulfilled, what ananda he will get? This Atmanjani will get that ananda and some more ananda. Like that it was said. Saha means yoga pata. In one go, ek saath, sab milke. Yoga pat patamanaischa, yoga paccha hatair bhrusham, yoga pat patitaischaiva. This is Ramayana Aranyakanda. This Janasthana was there. And 14,000 commando for these Rakshasas came to fight Rama. And so Rama was alone standing. 14,000 in the field they are coming. Then he started releasing the arrows. It looked as if all the arrows are being released together, ek saath. They are released one after the other, but because of the speed, it looked as if all the arrows are being released ek saath. Then it looked as if they are hit by, all of them are hit by arrows in one shot. It looked as if all of them fell on the ground in one shot. Means 10 arrows, one after the other. 10 people are hit, 10 they fell. It looks as if it is all done in one go. Valmiki's description. You look at the description. Yoga patamanaischa. They are falling down all in one go. Yoga pachahatair bhrusham. They are all hit by the arrows very strongly, all in one go. Yoga patitaischaiva. They are falling in one go. They fell in one go. Vikirna vasudha bhavat. The entire ground there was covered with these people's dead bodies. Like that, the battle scene. Bhuyaha. Bhuyaha is again. Again and again. Punaha. Bhuyo bhuyo namamyaham. That is apadam apahartaram dataram sarvasampadam lokabhiramam shri ramam bhuyo bhuyo namamyaham. Any one of you know Tiruppavai? You know first verse you say?
Marguri thingal madinirentanannadal.
No, no, Sanskrit verse.
I don't. See,
no, no, Parashara Bhattaraha has written Tiruppavai in Tamil. True. But the prayer is in Sanskrit.
we check now. Namo bhuyostu namo namaha. So like that there is a prayer. Neela Devi, Shri Devi, Vishnu, like that there is a prayer in Sanskrit. Parashara Bhattara. And then the rest is all Tamil. There in that verse, Bhuyo Bhuyo comes once or twice or even three times it comes. I remember like that. I did not by heart the verse. I am not a Visishtadvaita, you know. The Visishtadvaita it is all. Visishtadvaita mane dvaita. Don't think that is some other advaita. Visishtadvaita bole dvaita. He is only one person together with his wife. Now is it advaita or dvaita? Then advaita kaisa ho gaya? She is right. Sevya sevaka. You are the sevaka, Bhagavan is sevya. No, kaha advaita kaha hai bhai. The upakka dvaita. Another name for dvaita. Which is okay. Let them have it. They will interpret in their way. Don't worry about that. They will interpret. From Atma means Shri Hari. From Shri Hari, Akasha came. They will interpret. And Akasha is true. Shri Hari is also true. Akasha is also true. They will interpret everything. Tattvamasi also they will interpret. Not a problem. Dasyatvamasi. This is from Vishnu Purana. Bhuyaha. Gayanti devah kila geeta kaani. Devatas are singing. What they are singing? Dhanyanara Bharata Bhumi Bhage. In Bharata Bhumi, the people are blessed. Svarga Pavargaspada Marga Bhute. If you want to gain Svarga, you have to be born in Bharata and do some yajna and go to heaven. If you want moksha, you have to be born in Bharata and study Gita and gain moksha. Bhavanti Bhuyah Purushas Suratvat. So, they will again become Sura. They are already Suras. If they want to become again Suras, they have to come to Bharata Bhumi and do some yajna. This is how devatas are singing. So bhuyaha again, something like that. Tarka Sangraha. Bhuyo bhuyo darshanena. Yatra yatra dhumaha tatra tatra agniriti vyapti hi gruhitva. So wherever there is dhuma, smoke, there is certainly fire. How do you know? Bhuyo bhuyo darshanena. You have seen it again and again in the kitchen. That is how you conclude. Bhuyo bhuyasharan ghoran vesasarja mahamrudhe. This is Yuddhakanda, Ramayana. Very powerful arrows, frightening arrows he released again and again. Then bhuyaha, next, another meaning is adhikam. Bhuyaha means jada. Not again and again, jada. A lot. Rama Bhadra uchyatang kinte bhuyah proyam upakaromi. Hey Ramachandra, I want to do great help to you. What can I do to you? Like that somebody said. Okay. Good time.